Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the best of two pros and a cup of Joe with LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox on Fox Sports Radio.
So let's get into one of the storylines that played out in the NFL over the past couple of days. The Brock Purdy situation. Everyone trying to figure out, hey, why weren't you throwing the football when he came back into the game?
His joint was obliterated.
Yeah, he suffered a torn UCL. That's the ulnar collateral ligament. He is seeking a second opinion in hopes of avoiding potentially Tommy John surgery.
That's that pitcher surgery.
Yeah, he's going to miss at least 6 months. So depending on this second opinion, it's going to be a little while before he's throwing the football again and back at it for the 49ers. Now maybe it makes a little bit more sense as to why they were doing what they did at that point when he came back in.
Well, I mean, if you don't have the ligament, might as well just, you know, can make it worse.
Right.
Try to throw something.
But by the way, how would that go if you tried to throw
not well.
No UCL?
I mean, he threw a screen. he did throw like a quick inside screen, but it's painful. I'll tell you that much. I've never experienced it. Guys that I know that have, it's really painful. Obviously it shows a bit of his toughness too, just sitting out there dealing with it. The interesting thing about Tommy John surgery, if he goes and gets it, and I think Jake Delhomme actually had this back when he was playing, it's pretty uncommon with quarterbacks unless you have an impact injury like that, right? Where it's as far as your throwing motion goes, usually you don't end up having a UCL injury. Now, pitchers all the time. Yeah. I mean, it's very common. But the one thing you'll notice from pitchers when they come back from having Tommy John surgery is they come back stronger. Like, everything's tightened up. It's almost like Henry Rodengardner, you know, from Rookie of the Year. Like, everything's tightened up in there. Jake Delhomme talked a little bit about that, too, as I was kind of reading through some stuff of past quarterbacks who've had it. So maybe there's some upside there. You know, if he does get it and needs it, maybe he'll come back better than ever, and they'll make a movie about him like Henry Rodengardner from Rookie of the Year.
And all of a sudden, he's got a howitzer for an arm.
That's right.
Just slinging it.
I'm curious, did somebody have a voodoo doll somewhere, or was it multiple people that had voodoo dolls? That's the first thing
just
I thought
the way
to
that
myself.
Game went.
It was in the Niners quarterback room.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to do it. I hate to be the one that said, was somebody sitting there like, yomo, 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 yomo. Yomo, 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 yomo.
That stuff freaks me out, man.
Yeah,
don't
I'm just
that.
Saying. I'm sorry. Yomo, yomo, yomo.
Don't do that.
You know what that's from, right? What movie is that from?
I don't care.
I don't know.
It freaks me out.
Who?
Was that
Club?
He said, I don't like it. No. It wasn't. It wasn't.
It's like, I don't believe in that stuff, but I don't know.
What was the baseball player that had the stuff in his locker?
Oh, he's talking about Major League.
Major League. Wasn't he the dude?
Oh, Joe Boo.
Joe Boo. Didn't he say that in the movie player. Or something like that? Anyway, I'm just saying, was somebody sitting there like in relief? when they found out he was going to be out for. I ain't wishing bad on the man, but I just need him to be out long enough.
The best part of the movie is when Harris, the reliever, takes the shot of rum in the locker and then walks onto the field, goes, "Hey, bartender, Joe Boo needs a refill," and then gets hit by a bat. Movie.
It's that black magic, man. You don't mess with
why
that.
Do you call it, why do you have to call it that?
Well, that's what it's called.
Racist.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Racist.
Sorry. Yeah, you're going to hit me twice.
I mean, I just see it as magic. That's all I see, LeVar.
Oh. Yeah.
It's just magic.
It is a little creepy, though.
Yeah, but black magic is bad magic. You know, it's like putting roots on people
bad?
And stuff.
But why don't we try to change?
I don't know. You know, it's just in history, throughout history, you know, things that are bad are, you know, black.
Oh, jeez.
The color's black. I mean, that's
okay.
I don't know if society deemed it that and made it that way.
Sorry, Lee.
I don't know. I mean, they be trying to catch Batman, right?
That is true.
They call him a vigilante. You know, he wears all black.
The Dark Knight.
I mean, he wasn't wearing all white. You don't see Superman in all black. I mean, maybe in the newer ones, but that's kind of like a darkish, bluish gray. It's not. I don't know that it's blue. It's not black.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. You go black, you know, it's like it's connected to something, you know, kind of sinister.
What is Jonas making sounds for?
What's wrong with you? Just wondering. I didn't feel like we're getting close.
Every time LeVar says the word black, you like,
Yeah. The truth comes out. The truth comes out of Jonas. Yeah. That's all, you know.
It's a great
point. Sounds like he was up there next to Romo in the booth.
Yeah. Oh, come on. I was a spotter. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
And you gave him the word. You wrote it down on the spotter sheet. Yeah. You put it right in front of him. It said three.
It's on his board. Hey, that's what it was. It was on his board.
It said three nickels. You put it right down there in front of him.
You imagine if Romo blamed his spotter for that?
Oh, man. They'd be like, what is that? You know, what you got going on there?
Uh-oh. So clearly, like, there hasn't been enough of a wave for him to feel like he needs to
address it. Nah, he's fine. Mm. Yeah, he'll be all right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, does Jimmy Garoppolo or Trey Lance need to come out and apologize for putting that evil on Ricky Bobby? I'm just saying. That just seems so crazy that his last game would end like that. Yeah, it did. For the 49ers.
Seriously, Nick Bosa is getting taken out on the sideline.
Come on, man. I mean, they were just getting hurt.
Maybe there was a voodoo doll.
Warner went down early.
Yeah. With him and Purdy early, I was like, this is something's off.
Something was off. Just sad. They needed to lose in order to be needed more, or something was missing.
So if he's out minimum 6 months,
then somebody else got to take all the reps.
Yeah. Trey Lance gets all the reps. They got to go find a veteran, right?
Yeah. Like it makes you wonder who's out there. That would
but
be
maybe
interesting.
Brian Griese stops being quarterback coach, comes back to play.
He looked pretty good on the sideline.
He did a great job with all. I mean, think about that. As much as we give Kyle Shanahan credit, got to give Griese some credit too, man. Yeah. I mean, he's got different guys in that room. He's talking to, helping to prep every time.
So, I mean, there could be like another veteran quarterback out there who'd be interested. Kind of grew up a Niners fan, you know. Maybe on the market looking for
who?
I don't know. I was thinking Tom Brady.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
I was thinking, you know, maybe that all of a sudden opens up the door for the Niners going, well, you know, window's closing here soon.
Trey Lance.
We got to start paying some guys. I think they would absolutely. And Brady actually broke down all the compensation that went into Trey Lance. And it's a lot.
Do we want to go through it?
Let's go through it because it is significant.
I actually don't even have it up right now. Do you want to pull it up?
Well, I don't even have it up either.
You got a badge for him. You know, come on, let's badge it out.
Vamp? Vamp.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so.
I just think that is great when you guys laugh at it. So. Wonderful. Let's veg it out until Brady.
God, I love
LeVar.
By the way, I think we do it on the TVs every morning with Birdo.
All right. Do you guys? Okay. Do you want me to? I don't think people realize how much San Francisco gave up to move up to take Trey Lance.
Oh no!
Like I had to review this because I was like, wait, is that right? So if I'm not mistaken, San Francisco had the 12th pick in the 2021 draft, right?
Yep.
Okay. They went from 12 to 3. In order to do so, they obviously swapped first-round picks. So San Francisco took Miami's third pick, and in exchange for that third pick. Miami receives San Francisco's 12 in 2021, their first round pick in 2022, their first round pick in 2023, and a third round pick in 2022. That's a lot of picks.
Yeah.
So let's turn around and look at what happened with those picks. All right. So the number 12 pick in 2021, which originally was San Francisco's, was traded to Miami. Miami then sent that pick to Philly because they traded up to take Jaylen Waddle at 6. So Philly moved back to that 6th spot. Well, Philly then traded that pick to Dallas, and Dallas selected none other than Micah Parsons, Stick City, number 12 overall. So that's what happened with that pick. All right. 2022 first-round pick. That ended up being the, I think, 29th pick. Miami used that in exchange for the Tyreek Hill trade. So they used that as part of the compensation. So that actually went to Kansas City, which is why it was the 29th pick. And then Kansas City turned around and traded to New England, who then took Cole Strange, the offensive lineman, in the first round.
That McVay laughed at. Remember him and Correct. Les Snead were bombed at their little draft party, and they were making fun of the Cole Strange pick.
Yep.
Your guy, McVay.
The third round pick that was also traded to Miami that year also went to Kansas City as part of the Tyreek Hill deal. That then went to New England, and then New England traded that pick to Carolina for LeVar's former player, pick number 94 overall, Matt Corral. And then in 2023, first round pick, Miami used it to trade for defensive end Bradley Chubb. So literally Miami, from all those picks they accumulated, did nothing but other than acquire other, you know, veteran players.
And that ends this session of school
but
NFL draft etiquette.
I mean, hard to argue with some of the moves by Miami, though.
That's a whole lot, man.
I mean, Miami's done well for themselves.
Bradley Chubb out of that? Like, I mean, would you do that? I think if they could do it all over again? You get Tyreek Hill and Bradley Chubb out of that?
Yes. Yeah, 100%.
Now I realize why it was hard for me to get good grades, man. I totally dialed out. Like, I dialed out.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, golly, once he made the turn to third round and then from this pick to that pick to this team.
I even tried to include it because I thought two of your guys were in there. You had Micah and you had Matt Corral.
Yeah, no, I was with you every time I heard a buzzword, like Micah. I was like, okay, I'm back. Then I went back out.
But then think about how many times these picks get traded.
Here we go. Yeah, it does happen a lot.
Do you know how dumb it is to do a mock draft? Because you're never going to be able to get that right.
You know who gets it right? Trickin' Jay Glazer, for some strange reason.
He knows the picks. If he does a mock draft, he's not going to know the entire first round with trades and all that right now.
I mean, I don't know. I ain't never been around him this early, but I'll tell you what.
I'll ask him right now. I'll text him. Hey, Jay, give me your 31 picks because Miami forfeited one. But
when I came in to do the draft show with him the first year, I had these big-ass boards drawn up with all of my possible picks, and I was prepared and I had information prepared, and he looked at my board, he was like, yep, no, yeah. And I was like, yeah, right, like, dude, this is good stuff. And he was on. Like, he literally only missed like one the first year. The second year we did it when we were in Vegas, he didn't miss one pick. I mean, I know it's because he's getting the information direct
he's getting the information.
From,
that's what I'm saying. Do a mock draft right now. Yeah. Tell him to do a mock draft right now. You're not getting
You're probably right.
And the thing about Glazer, too, is that he's not one of these guys who just, you know, sends out a bunch of information. He picks his spots, and he's not going to go with anything unless he's absolutely 100% positive.
He was showing me his phone.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there like, dang.
It's connected, man.
You got some, like, man. Like, people really putting it out there to you, huh? All right. And it was real. Like, how you do that? Can you help me?
Yeah.
Who you know?
There's a lot there. They traded away a lot. And so I don't know if this means that they're going to try and hold on to Trey Lance, you know, through thick and thin. But it just feels like he hasn't really shown you a lot. And the window's closing there. And they're always come up short. man, Brady makes a lot of sense. Tom Brady makes a lot of sense in San Francisco.
And get rid of Trey Lance.
No, yeah. I mean, keep him. You hold on to him, but I just think for Brady for a year or so, it's kind of similar to maybe what the Zach Wilson situation, although I don't know that Brady would come back for a couple of years. But
well, that's Aaron Rodgers' spot. You know, that's where Aaron Rodgers is going to go.
I was more generally just pointing out with all the compensation that they give up to get Trey Lance and then all the compensation
and he
that
might not ever start
Miami got. Well, it's not so much that. It's that if you think about it this way, that's what San Francisco could have used all those picks to get, you know?
Yeah, no, that's a great point. I mean, you get Bradley Chubb and you get Tariq Hill.
You could have saved your picks to be able to get and navigate, you know, for other players. But
I mean, they probably have, what, 2 Super Bowls by now if they had those 2 players with Kyle Shanahan?
Oh, who knows?
And Jimmy Garoppolo. And if he's able to stay healthy. Which, by the way, I'm sure Jimmy Garoppolo's sitting there saying, somewhere, someplace, healthy my ass, huh? Like, all right, now you want to put that on Purdy? You want to put that on somebody else other than me? People get hurt? Okay.
That's a great point.
Not just
like,
Jimmy Garoppolo.
He does get a lot of crap, yeah.
You know, Jimmy That's Garoppolo gets hurt. Y'all want to talk about somebody else getting hurt? Like, okay, here we go. I'm Jimmy G. Like raise up off of these NUTs because you get none of these at ease.
yeah.
Okay, that was a bar.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so the Dallas Cowboys have been trying to figure out how they can do something different because all they've done is go to the playoffs. They might win a game in the Dak Prescott era. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, but they never can get over the hump. And so apparently they've identified what the problem is.
Uh-oh, here it is.
The problem is Mike McCarthy wasn't calling plays. All right, so Kellen Moore is out as offensive coordinator. Less than 24 hours later, he's with the Chargers.
Which, by the way, people are really excited about Kellen Moore and Herbert joining forces.
Well, yeah, Kellen Moore should be excited. Yeah, I mean, when
a lot of people are excited.
I mean, when your last play call for the Dallas Cowboys was that, where Zeke Elliott's playing center.
Did he call that, you think?
Hell yeah, he called that.
Maybe Mike McCarthy called it. Maybe Mike McCarthy was like,
you see something like that. Yeah, if you're Mike McCarthy, you're like, you literally tell your OC, hey, if we're going to run this, that's
on you. Better work.
Yeah, no. It's not even better work.
It better work.
That's on you. Yeah. When this doesn't work, that's on you.
I'm the guy who's going to have to answer the questions afterwards, yeah. So it better work. But Kellen Moore's out. He's with the Chargers now. He takes over the OC job there. And so there's a whole nother side of that conversation. But this does feel like if this is true and the reports are accurate and Mike McCarthy's going to be calling plays.
Last.
This is it,
last
right?
Last it.
This is it.
When I say last it.
Yeah. So
this is it.
If he's going out calling his own plays, and then you see how this season works. But Jerry Jones talking about, I want Mike McCarthy here to coach as long as Tom Landry. If they come up short again this year, it feels like there's a bunch of changes.
Well, wasn't he the one who fired Tom Landry?
Yeah, he was.
All right.
That didn't go over well.
It could be related to Tom Landry one way or the other.
That didn't seem to go over well. Yikes. with people in Dallas when it initially happened. So there it is. Mike McCarthy's going to be your play caller. Kellen Moore is out. He's now with the Bolts, the L.A. Chargers. How about it? Who's fired up about Mike McCarthy calling plays next year for the Dallas Cowboys?
Oh, is that the angle we're taking here? We're not going to talk about the Chargers?
Well, no. I mean, take whatever angle you want. Just throw it out there.
Well, I think that's where the bigger news is. I mean, it's twofold. One, I think Mike McCarthy, this is his last shot. I mean, if your background's play calling and you've had another person doing that and you've got to move on from that person and take over those duties, this is it. I mean, if they don't win, if they don't get what Jerry Jones is looking for after this year, you'd have to think they're going to move on. And obviously, Jerry Jones is looking at it saying we've got some offensive problems, which is why they didn't want to bring Kellen Moore back. So here it is. It's kind of all on the table for Dallas. And for the Chargers, like, what I love about it is, say what you want about Kellen Moore. You know, they've had some of the better offenses, at least statistically speaking, since he's been there. And the one criticism of the Chargers is that Joe Lombardi wouldn't allow Justin Herbert to throw the football down the field. And if you go look at his yards per attempt, it was one of the fewest or lowest in the NFL this year. Well, that's going to change. Kellen Moore's been top 10 the entire time he was an OC during his time in Dallas, with the exception of 1 year, and that was the year Dak only started 5 games. And in that 5-game span, Dak was averaging about 8.5 yards per attempt. So, you know, you're going to get an offense that's going to stretch the field vertically. You're going to incorporate Mike Williams and Keenan Allen, all the playmakers, but just I think appease a lot of the fan base in L.A. that wants to see Herbert play like Herbert can. So I love the pairing for the Chargers. I think it makes a lot of sense. It should work out. For Dallas, though, I'm not sure what to think, because, you know, Mike McCarthy and Dak Prescott both are going to be starting to feel the heat this upcoming season. Mm.
I think, of course, people are going to be excited about it for L.A. because, again, obviously – obvious reasons of what Q stated. They are going to push the ball down the field, probably be a more aggressive offense. I find it curious that we are now in, like, so what if Mike McCarthy is assuming the play calling duties, are you going to have an assistant OC? Are you going to be like, are you going to find like your Eric Bieniemy, where you have someone who is considered, they're called the OC or whatever they may be, but it's Mike McCarthy. Like, I wonder what the approach is, because when you're a head coach, you basically are the CEO of that team, and you figure out ways to delegate the duties as to what takes place so that you can monitor the entire whole of what's going on. You monitor all three phases, and then you also have to be aware of everything else that's taking place. You know, you got to be aware of what food they're eating. you know, when you're traveling, you got, there's so many things you got to be aware of and in the know as a head coach. A lot of people think that it's just coaching, and it's not. So the administrative duties that a head coach has are, you know, is significant. And so I'm just wondering, if you're taking on that duty, then how does that look in terms of how you're going to manage the entire team? Because there is a lot of detail, especially at the league level, there's a lot of detail that goes into prep for what an offense is going to do. So this could go well, because Mike McCarthy has in the past been known to be a really good play caller, but it could also go horribly wrong if it's not balanced out the right way. You know, something else could I mean, listen, Dan Quinn is a head coach that's coaching defense, so it's not like he has to put too much time and energy into that. But I just wonder if this is a wise and prudent decision by Mike McCarthy, because I think it definitely says the bullseye is directly on him at this point.
Are you surprised that Kellen Moore and Dan Quinn have both interviewed multiple times the last two hiring cycles for head coaching jobs? I mean, Kellen Moore was the finalist for Carolina, and it might have been another one. Like, this is multiple years in a row that Kellen Moore's interviewed for head coaching jobs. And Dan Quinn came back, but Kellen Moore did not. So, like, it does feel like, and if you're the Chargers, the fact that you can get this guy, who was potentially a head coach elsewhere a couple of years in a row, to take over Justin Herbert and that offense moving forward, if you're the Chargers, you got to be ecstatic about the hire. I think that's probably the reason why less than a day later he got the job. I don't know if the conversations were already happening before then. I don't even know if that's legal, but less than a day later, after it was announced that he was gone, the Chargers swiped him up and said, we'll take that and move forward.
Think about this for Kellen Moore, too. Isn't there a lot of heat on Brandon Staley?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, absolutely. So might be his last leg, too.
The hard thing is if things go wrong, you know, you're thinking, like, Kellen Moore's going to take some of that, the brunt of that, too. So it's hard to think that they could turn around. But if things went wrong, they weren't winning games, Brandon Staley gets clipped, then you've got Kellen Moore sitting there maybe as the interim head coach. And it's a great opportunity for him. So I even think, like, the setup for him is good in L.A., even if things don't work out initially as far as what it could turn into. But for Dallas, I keep looking at it thinking this is all set up for Dan Quinn to take over at some point. If things don't go well and Jerry Jones wants to move on from Mike McCarthy because the offense isn't up to snuff and, you know, Dak's not playing as well as, you know, they're all hoping he's going to, you've got Dan Quinn sitting there waiting the wings to take over as that interim head coach. So it's, I find it kind of like a fascinating time right now for how this is going to work out for both those teams, given how much heat is on each of the head coaches.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it seems like it's a formality. The Houston Texans are going to hire a brand new head coach. Now, if it sounds like we've said that the past two or three off seasons
dang,
in a row,
I forgot
it's
that
we
they,
have.
Dang, oh, wow.
Forgot they were in the league.
I forgot about them for 2 seconds. Like they still need a coach. Like
yeah,
right.
They still do.
Golly.
But apparently D'Amico Ryans, the defensive coordinator with the San Francisco 49ers, yeah, he played there, who's an all-pro there, started his career there. Apparently he is the odds-on favorite to get the job. He's already told the Denver Broncos reportedly that he's not interested. Nobody
wants to touch Denver.
That's the weirdest part of this whole thing to me. I don't understand what's happening.
Why
there.
Do you not understand it?
What do you think's the problem?
What do you mean?
You think
Mr. Unlimited. Wait,
Was it not obvious?
You think his cornball behavior just kind of chased everybody away a little bit?
I mean, I don't know nobody wants to put their money down.
Was it the laugh?
It could be.
Yeah.
I mean, the final straw could have been the dangerous, burrito? What was it that he was?
Oh, the sandwich.
Subway sandwich.
He's not living safe. He's living dangerous, you know. I don't know.
The danger winch.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
I mean, it just all of it, I mean, and
Ciara's there.
I mean, he's got Ciara. Yeah. Sierra, by the way, not Ciara.
Sierra. Y'all go to bed.
But here's the thing. He does have Sierra, though. So,
Ciara.
And he does have his Sierra. And he does have his own office.
Finally, you can go to sleep.
Which is it?
I can't believe
Ciara or Sierra?
I can't believe you're not going to hit the button, Berto.
What do you mean?
How you going to call her Ciara? It's Sierra. Sierra. Say it. Say
are
it with
sure?
her.
There's one man.
Come on, man.
Who would know the answer to this. Let's go live.
Lee definitely would know
I've got
the
intimate
answer.
Knowledge on this portion of the conversation.
Lee, definitely.
Lee, the laugh of the latest.
Don't mess it up, Lee.
Nah, I'm good. I'm passing on this one.
Oh.
What do you mean, Lee? What's the pronunciation?
I've said it both ways. I don't care.
You've said it both ways, and you don't care?
No.
Just pull up one of her songs. She says her name before she starts singing the song.
Oh, I know one of them. She spells her name in it.
Yeah. Does she?
I don't know.
It's Sierra, though. Just thought I'd help you
out.
Yeah,
whatever it is, she's hot.
I mean, have you ever seen her perform in person?
No.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be allowed.
Oh, okay. Okay. So what are we supposed to be talking about
right,
here?
I felt like it was more interesting than any of them. Houston isn't interesting.
Pick a card.
Denver is interesting because of Russell Wilson, and nobody wants to coach because of Russell Wilson. There we go. Let's pick up from there. Pick it up.
I'm surprised. Well, just quickly on the Houston Texans front, I'm surprised that the Texans are going to land a guy who's got the qualifications of D'Amico Ryans and what he's done in San Francisco, considering they've been one and done on head coaches the past couple of years. They're a mess, man. And the fact that if you can land D'Amico Ryans, you got to be looking around going, whew, okay, here we go again. Because I can't, and I'm surprised that D'Amico Ryans would look at this and say, I'd rather go there. And I know the personal ties to it than go to Denver, because it feels like Houston's the last organization I would trust if I'm trying to get my start in head coaching in the NFL.
Am I wrong for pointing out an obvious deal here? But it is what it is, because people love pointing out race and racial deals. Third, this would be the third black coach that they've hired. I'm just saying.
I mean, Berto.
Is there something to take
racist
away? Oh, okay. But they could call Sierra Ciara. And you ain't going to hit the button on that.
Who's they?
I mean, I don't know.
Racist.
You said,
who's
they? You said point, that Brady. You called her Ciara.
Good
I mean,
point, Brady.
I'm just saying.
Who is they?
Yeah, what
I think all
they?
Of you, you
who?
People.
Who?
You people.
My God. I'm just trying to get a clarification over here. How do I get hit with a straight bullet?
You people called her Ciara.
You
and Jonas and Lee.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Berto, where are you at on this?
I'm reading Brady's notes. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
I'm going to be held accountable for this.
Hey, but honestly, though, let's be like, is there something to be made of that? I mean, because let's be clear. There are a lot of times we sit there and say there are racial issues.
Do you want me to say it?
Go ahead, say it.
You think they're doing it to try to cover up the racial issues they've got?
I don't. That's not why I said it. That wasn't the road I was going down. But I just found it to be interesting that you. I mean, you don't find that to be a tad bit interesting? Three in a row.
There were some accusations that were thrown out back when Deshaun Watson was
there. Yes, there were. Yes,
and
there
so were. It almost seems like, you know, they're trying to not make it look like that by their recent hirings, past whatever the case may be. That's not for me to necessarily discuss. I think it's kind of worked out the way it's worked out. You went with the first-time head coach, David Culley, didn't like that after a year. And maybe that had to do more with, you know, Nick Sirianni and the front office and how that was going to work together. But then you end up hiring Lovie Smith because you realize when he was a part of the process of entering head coaches, he's your best candidate. At least that's what you say. So what, you give him a year and that's it? So then you move on from him. Now you bring in a young defensive mind who would be a first-time head coach in D'Amico Ryans. I think the point that's brought up is the fact that why would any candidate want to go there?
I think that's a bigger point.
Without a huge, huge guarantee, no offsets. I mean, it would have to be, to me, at least a 5-6 year deal and the perfect contract. So I make Cal McNair pay if he fires me after 1 year. So that way I'm not saying that I'm the fool in this case for taking a job when you've seen the previous two guys get ousted after 1 year. But maybe it's the right time now. You know, maybe it's the right time to come take this organization over and build it up. Whatever it is, I think it's such an unattractive job for that reason. You better get the contract you want.
What pick do they have this year?
Two.
They would have had one had Lovie Smith not won the game.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so they have the number two overall pick. So they can get a franchise guy. Either Will Levis or you'd have to assume maybe Bryce or maybe C.J. Stroud.
Well,
maybe
some,
Bryce is there.
There's some speculation they might be trying to trade up to one because the Bears are sitting at one. Indianapolis is sitting at four. And if they're both in the market for the same quarterback, say Bryce Young, you don't want to lose him to somebody in your division. So they're going to try and do whatever they can to make sure Indy doesn't get their guy. And so they could end up at one. Which, look, if you start over at one and you get Bryce Young and
start over,
it's just 2-1 and duns in a row, man. Come on.
Well, I mean, if I'm D'Amico Ryans, I'm looking at it like one, I played there. I have a history there, and it was the glory days of the Texans for one. They were really fine defense. I believe him and Cushing were two of the badasses on that defense at the linebacker's position.
And the great thing about Cushing, never pissed hot. Never on the gas.
You know,
no issues whatsoever.
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of Cushing. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, you call it what you
who
want.
Who describes it that way, by the
what
way?
What do you mean?
Yeah. I mean, Jonas does.
Do I mean,
wait. I've never heard anyone who I've seen and been around in that community that takes stuff for performance-enhancing drugs talk about it that way.
What do you mean?
Like, hey, bro, never pissed off.
Never came up hot.
Never done it before.
Nope. No come dope on, in my
I love how you say stuff like that. You act like it's a thing.
Yeah.
Hey, in my world,
hear
it
his,
is,
you
man.
Should hear his off-air slang. But anyway, so
you're wrong, man.
Ja Rule used to be a big-time rap artist, and that Holler Holler video was one of his finest moments of work. Yeah, that was one of his best moments. I digress. We do have MTV on.
How did you get to that?
Yeah, we have MTV on. And
Holler.
I mean, yeah. So anyway, I'm so distracted. I'm so distracted. But here's the thing, right? If I'm D'Amico Ryan and I'm taking this job, he's probably looking at it the same way you just described it. Like, you've had two one and dones. It's two minorities that have been one and dones. You're not going to be a one and done with D'Amico Ryan if you bring him in. And if you're getting you're getting the guy you want in terms of a quarterback, a franchise caliber, franchise grade quarterback in the draft, you know, it's a fresh start and you get an opportunity to, you know, rebuild. I would assume that the most relevant approach to being a Houston Texans decision maker is to give the GM and the head coach at least 3 to 4 years for a rebuild in Houston, because that's what it's going to take. I mean, you're talking about you lost your franchise quarterback, you lost your franchise defensive player, you lost your franchise receiver. I mean, at some point, you got to really, really start the rebuild. You haven't seen a real true effort in rebuilding. Like, they used a quarterback that was already on the roster for this past season. I mean, the season before, we all know how that played out. And this seems like, as you mentioned, it seems like the perfect timing if you're going to, and it seems like the perfect fit, you know, if you ask me, to bring in a guy who's familiar with the organization, familiar with the city, has a like from the city, has a buy-in, because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take someone who has, like, kind of like, to me, that uniting type of energy, and D'Amico is his everything. I don't know him personally, but from everything that I ever heard about him as a player, because I always respected his game, everything I ever heard about him as a player is he was always like a grade A stand-up dude and a big-time leader, and just watching him on the sideline for the 49ers is exciting, watching how the guys react and how they, you know, they play for him. Because to me, that's the biggest thing, right? You got to be a coach that players believe in and are willing to play for. And that's sometimes that's a very complicated and difficult task for adults to do with other adults that are making money.
Also, financially, they paid David Coley $22 million. They're paying Lovie Smith now. Didn't they have to pay out a significant amount for the Deshaun Watson stuff? Remember, they were also part of the conversation. They knew what was going on. Wasn't it like $30 million they had to pay out as well, too?
Yeah. Yeah. Settled.
That's a lot. That's a lot to pay out. Yeah. And then you're bringing in D'Amico Ryans. I can't imagine.
Well, you're still selling, you know, a luxury box to the lawyer.
Dude,
that got that
I don't
that
think you all understand. These owners make so much money off the TV deal. They cannot fail. Like this business, it's like impossible. You could be the worst in the league and you're still going to make money. It's unbelievable. I'm telling you.
I know. I watch all the games.
It's ridiculous.
Hey, can you imagine being a Texans fan right now? It's like, hey, where's your owner's money going? Well, there's a couple of things. Two head coaches that were fired after a year.
Deshaun Watson.
And a massage parlor scandal.
And all the people that tried to give massage therapy to Deshaun Watson.
Hey, what the hell's going
allegedly,
on, man?
Allegedly were giving massage therapy.
I mean, I hope it works for D'Amico Ryan. I'm just surprised that. What do you think you think this is going to be similar to the Kyle Shanahan? Because Kyle Shanahan got, what, a 6-year deal when he first got to San Francisco? Like, he got a long-term deal there. Do you think D'Amico Ryans is absolutely going to get a long-term deal here? And that's what it's going to take to get him to take the job, knowing the history.
You got
to
show a commitment,
yeah,
for certain. After what has just happened, you got to show a commitment. You can't lose your fan base, and you can't lose the trust and the buy-in. I mean, that's a large part of all of this, right? You got to appease your fan base, your clientele. You got to deliver. I think this is a good move for them, honestly. I think it's a really good move for them. I just don't know how good of a move it is for D'Amico, but, you know, you're getting an opportunity, though.
I feel the exact same way. I think this would be a home run for Houston, but Houston done messed it up so many times. Like, I don't know. I worry more for him, you know, and I think he's in such a good spot, right? He's done a tremendous job with San Francisco. They had the number one D this year. You know, with that group coming back, a lot of them. I mean, they've got to sign both safeties. Both safeties are unrestricted free agents, and their cornerbacks, a couple of them, both of which who got hurt, are unrestricted free agents. But you know, they've got a great nucleus coming back, and I don't know that you need to rush to go take this job because he's going to have more opportunities. So I don't know. I mean, I think he'll be a great head coach. And I just don't know if Houston's the right place for him to get started, even though he obviously had a successful, you know, career there and was drafted there. Maybe there's still some ties that make a lot of sense.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.